Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you to all who have been supporting the channel by checking out our merch at RejectNationShop.com and becoming Royal Rejects.
Andrew knows everything. I know nothing. We know this, and that's why it works.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, now let's get to watching World War Z.
By the way, if you guys are listening, if you guys are listening to us on Apple or Spotify, if you don't mind dropping us a rating, give us 5 stars because Tara
stars,
would appreciate
baby.
It. We would appreciate it. Your survival depends on it.
Yes, indeed.
Also, too, if you want to look cool and support the channel as well, RejectNationShop.com.
Yeah.
I mean.
Tell the people.
I really enjoyed this film. It's a hard genre to get. I mean, obviously the horror zombie genre.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing, at least for me, is always like just getting invested in the characters, giving a damn about them in those scary situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, again, as I mentioned in the first 2 minutes, I thought they really nailed the good job. Just again, the family camaraderie, getting us invested. We know right away who these people are. And again, you can feel that dynamic, how much they care for each other, how just good of people they are. Also, too, I just love how important and how much Brad Pitt embraces the father life, and that, like, you know, he walked away from his job, which we were a little ambiguous at first. And it's like, hey, no, this is my life. My family is my life. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And I felt that intensity right away from his character in the first minute or so. Like, through whatever shenanigans or crazy situation, he's going to do whatever
we
it takes.
We believe that he could handle it.
Right away. So that was great. And then I like that this film, literally, we're not going to take our time. Like,
no.
In the first 10, 15 minutes, roller coaster ride, and it ain't going to end till the end. So I thought that was an interesting decision, but I thought it worked for this film. In other films, maybe it might not have worked, but the way the storyline and the characters developed, especially with Brad Pitt, I thought he was a very intuitive character. I love the way his facial expressions emote. I thought it was very good visual storytelling when he was discovering things, like with when they were running past the old guy and the terminal kid. I mm-hmm. love the way he was looking around, like discovering things. And it's like us as an audience, we were discovering things with him.
Yes.
And then later on, he would like start talking about what he had discovered. I really appreciated those moments. It, again, just showed how intelligent and intuitive of a character he was. So I appreciate that. I think one of my biggest pet peeves, you're probably on board with this too, is really dumb characters in horror situations.
Right.
In horror films. I'm like,
that seems to be part of the genre that people throw in there. There's always got to be dumb person fighting. right?
Yeah. So.
And we didn't get that here.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Especially with Brad Pitt's character too.
Yeah.
I always felt like, no matter how dire or tough the situation, first of all, he's going to find a way to get back to his family, of course. And they always did a good job of just making sure the stakes are high. Like, at any point, yes, he could go down, even though he's the star. I always feel like he's probably going to be safe. But still, like, I'm in the moment. I still feel scared for him. And with the situation, the tension and the suspense that they've ramped up all film, I always felt scared for him. But I always felt like, and the only reason I ever felt safe for him just is because of how smart he was. And I trusted his judgment.
Yeah. And I also think, like, number one at the top, like, they you guys know I always talk about, like, it has heart. And it does have heart to it, like, with his family. And the couple of times that it slowed down is when they went to the World Health Organization. He was kind of caught in there. He talked to them. We kind of got a slowdown where there wasn't any zombies. And the only other time is when he was in that base, in the plant, in the B base, looking to get to the virus, right? We got like 2 times where we could like settle and it felt serene in a way, but we were still dealing with like the heart of the situation. Meaning when we were at the WHO, he was like, I need to call my family. Are they still okay? We get into the fact that he now needs to get to Nova Scotia to get to his family. But he also, at the same time, in writing with the scientists, he has to add the clues together. Because I'm like, you guys are screwed. He was your only hope. And that's even what Brad Pitt's character said at the beginning when he was with the military. He's like, he was our one hope. And then we still relied on him. And I was glad that, you know, it was him to put the pieces together. And even him coming in to a group of scientists that they're like, bro, you didn't think we already tried that? Right? On the zombies. They didn't think to switch it around. And only a man on the street, a guy who has been out like he was, sent around to, well, save his family and get out of the situation he was in, to see it in live action in the cities, that we couldn't have gotten that information anywhere else than for him to be an observational person to see zombies in live action, be on the streets right, and be like, wow, they're zooming right by old people and young people. And I really also like that they made the wife a strong character. Absolutely. Like I said in the beginning, that like, we don't need that in horror. Like, we don't need like a weak mom who's like, what's going on? They always like write where the mom asks too many questions and is like this weak damsel in distress. And dad's like, stand behind me. I'm like, no, girl, she's got it. She has got it. And I really appreciate that about this movie. And I'm glad that that was, I guarantee you, a production call. And also, obviously, when they ran through the script, they're like, no, we're not going to make her weak. She can stand her ground and take care of the kids like just as much as he can. And I really, really appreciate that about this movie. And there was only a couple times they left the weapons behind, like the gun out of the airplane. I was like, come on now.
No, I agree with you on that, but that was not what I appreciated about it. It wasn't Brad or the woman. It was the pilot because that's a regulation thing on an airplane.
I get it.
In a zombie situation.
Still,
like,
we're like, we're at the end of the world, buddy. Don't you think we should maybe have it? But I agree with you on that. And then the only other time was I thought
the
it
RV.
Was yes. Yes. And well, when he left the stake outside of the virus area, out of 139, he left his like the tire shanker there on the outside. And I was like, that's a weird move, but okay. It didn't bug me that much because there wasn't zombies around. But other than, I mean, this movie is one of my favorites. Like, I'm like, what, 5 stars? I want to see the next one.
You know, I got to say, too, I really appreciated his character, not just about, like, how smart he was, how, you know, I talk about how intelligent he was, like, on the dime, he was able to improvise in crazy situations, and how much he cared about his family and was all just going to do whatever it took to survive. And
right.
And also how he, you know, solved the issue of, like, the camouflage. That was all great. I liked how selfless he was, too. You know what I mean? He really cared about human life. Mm-hmm. He didn't, like, in the intense situations we had at the beginning, like, he had a chance to shoot a few people and like that were almost causing harm to his family, and he, like, tried to calm the situation before, like, it got out of hand.
Yeah.
And then also, too, when Tommy, you know, obviously we saw that he took care of his daughter when she was crying. He embraced him as a surrogate son.
Took him in.
Yeah, took him in. And then obviously the girl, like he, chopped off her hand. I was just trying to say she was a Israeli soldier.
Right.
And then again, just embraced her and took her in as one of her own. Like he easily could have said, hey, you're dragging me behind. I'm trying to survive it so I can get back to my family later. He didn't do that.
Yeah, like, he was a real caretaker.
Yeah, exactly.
In this movie.
I think that like adds a layer to his character. Yeah. I think that, again, he makes him more selfless. And I'm like, I really appreciate this character. It's just a horror movie. They didn't have to do that, but I appreciate the layers that they went and the depth they go to with his character. I'm like, he actually cares about human life. And not only the fact that, like I just mentioned, he solved the camouflage for the vaccine or the temporary vaccine, whatever you want to call it, but he actually cared about human life in general. Like, so I really appreciated his character. Obviously, Brad Pitt, we know how good of an actor he is. I just thought he embodied the role, gave such a great performance. And I also love, too, even the scenes when he's not with his family, which is most of the film.
Yeah.
You feel that the intensity in his just his facial expressions, his movements in his body, like that he really wants to get back to his family.
Yeah.
On top of like, hey, he's still got a job to do as well. And I think that's a very difficult thing for an actor. Thankfully, he's one of the best.
Yeah.
So he just does it so easily.
I agree.
Yeah. But I just, again, I really, really like this character.
Yeah.
I just think, again, he's just a very three-dimensional character. There's so many layers to this character, in my opinion.
Yeah. Which is why I'm like, give me more. I'm really sad that there's not another one. Also, obviously, in the beginning, I said, oh, explosions, like I want them. And I got way more than I thought there I was going to get.
Yeah.
There were so many. And awesome. There were so many amazing, like, it wasn't a crane shot, but you get what I'm saying. Big master shots, like from a drone shot. The cinematography was amazing. We got a lot of master shots of like two people just kind of like on the ground walking. We got a couple of those where, like, if you looked far in enough, you could see once they cut to the medium shot that in the master, you could spot them walking.
Right.
And then they would push in to them. I think when they were at the World Health Organization, like, you could see that. And I thought that was amazing. Also, obviously, the zombies falling in those master shots.
From far away.
Those
were impressive.
Great, because normally in a lot of films, we get a master shot is normally like an establishing shot where we're just seeing over the city or whatever. Maybe if we pull out, we pull out towards the end of the action as you're on the airplane and we see the leaves or something. This one, it used it where it's in action. We saw the explosions happening, zombies falling out of buildings, people being tackled in that huge master shot, which that was a lot of fun. They played with those big shots a lot.
For sure. I mean, the cinematography was phenomenal. Yeah. I love the way they used the camera work just to like up the suspense and tension. Also, too, I thought they did a great job in this film of balancing out those horror scenes with the tension, like with the jump scares as well, because I've been on this channel a long time and I've never seen anyone fly their chair back as Tara did. That was honestly like... Obviously, yeah. I don't want Tara to have, or anyone on this channel to have like a panic attack or a heart attack, but that was one of the coolest moments ever. And that scared the crap out of me. Granted, my chair didn't fly back, but I was right with Tara.
I mean, you guys have seen where he will jump and I won't at all.
Yeah.
And this one, I mean, wow. That's why I was saying, I'm like, I'm a horror. I'm one of the scream queens on this channel. And I have never done that in all of the horror films that I have been watching.
I'm telling you, that's one of the greatest moments on Reject Nation, or on Real Rejects, and especially for the horror movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we got to talk. I mean, we talked a little about it during the reaction. I think the makeup with the zombies.
Amazing.
It was phenomenal. The contacts with the eyes.
Yeah.
But I think all the actors, we'll get to the last actor who was with Brad Pitt at the end.
Was great.
I thought everyone did a great job.
I believed all of them.
Exactly. Like, they were the movements. And also, too, I like that they established right away, because every different zombie film or TV show or whatever has different types of rules. Sometimes, I guess, I haven't seen Walking Dead, so I'm just, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe
I don't know.
Oh. Well, whatever the case, forget I even said Walking Dead. Just sometimes zombies go a little slower and there's different rules. I like the rules that we established here in this. I like how they can move extremely quick. They hide in the shadows. Noise is what draws them out. And then obviously, you know, you got the rule about terminal illness. They only want a perfect host.
Right.
I thought those were, again, very interesting rule settings that we made for the zombies. And again, it just, the fear and suspense it adds for me when they can move that quickly. Because usually the whole thing is when zombies are moving very slowly, it's like, just outrun them or just go to a place where you know you're far away enough. But
I feel like normally they move pretty quickly.
Because
in my short film, A Real Killjoy, my whole joke about my short film, which did get a lot of... It's a 3-minute short film, y'all. It's not a big deal.
But it
did get some awards. Was that the joke of it is how slow this zombie moves. Like in the world that I set up, I was like, yo, these are zombies. And the joke has got to be that like you could actually take out a stretch and get ready to kill one zombie. It's not going to be that hard, but not everybody can do it.
Yeah.
I set up my character, Sam Jones, can't. She just knows the juice and how to kill zombies. But... I do agree with you in that everyone that we saw, like with the zombies, how quickly they move, they must have used a lot of dancers, possibly could move their bodies like really quick. But even the acting and the facial expressions, there was one other shot. Brad Pitt is down below. One of the zombies grabs one of the unit guys, but you can see him crawling and the camera is at this angle and his face and like crawling on top. It was great.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
It was horrifying. I mean, I was so scared. And even just, again, that actor at the end who was face to face with Brad Pitt. That the teeth, where he was grinding the teeth.
So good.
That just was freaking me out.
Great job.
But again, his facial expressions and how he was moving and like him sniffing. I'm like, wait, is he affected by that? It's not a perfect host anymore. He did a good job of just contrasting the two. Like, I can't tell. Like, I'm on the fence. Is Brad Pitt like safe or is he not safe? I thought that actor did a good job of conveying to me. I can't tell right now.
Right.
So, and also too, just obviously conveying to me like he's really a zombie as well as an actor. So
absolutely, yeah,
the teeth thing. But obviously the makeup does help. But
and the facial
expressions. Yeah, but the facial. But you've still got to act. I mean, makeup
still
only
got to make it very
makeup,
believable.
Makeup only does so much
only
for you.
Only does so much,
I mean,
man.
So, but yeah, no, amazing. The score too. Really did a good job. Just again, adding to the suspense and tension and the horror.
And the emotional scene, like I said, with like him and the wife, right, and the kids, like that, we felt that.
Absolutely.
That was some good heart with the music there.
Yeah, no, again, I just think this film just did a really good job of balancing out the horror, the heart, and just like nuancing it together so that, again, those are my favorite type of horror films. I always say the GOAT for, I know people are going to say, that's not a horror film. I would say it's a horror action adventure is Jaws. I think the reason that film is so good, besides the actual horror, is the characters. And the storyline, of course, but
they're
the
lovable.
Characters are so good.
Believable.
And that when the shark is going after them, you actually really
scared
give a damn.
For their lives.
Yeah, exactly. And I felt, in this situation, I really felt like I didn't want anything to happen to Brad Pitt and anyone who he was in a scene with. I didn't want anything to happen to any of them.
Yeah.
Citizens of the Reject Nation, or should I say Royal Rejects, because that is who we call those who check out our RR apparel at rejectnationshop.com. We come out with new designs every month or every 2 months. It is personally my favorite way you can support the channel. Reason being is because we are involved with every one of the exclusive RR designs that are up at the shop. Every month it's been growing. Every month we are getting more and more Royal Rejects, and I really love to hear how people are finding the shirts to not just be cool looking, but also fit nicely and feel comfortable. I cared about that more than anything else. I'm a hairy guy, so I'm really like sensitive to the fabric. We got a bunch of designs already, such as our Super Marvel Bro shirt. My sister actually designed this one. Deadpool Wolverine inspired, my personal favorite one.
The newest edition, the To Me My Walkman shirt inspired by the X-Men.
Then we also got our number one bestseller, the Last Daddy t-shirt, which has Pedro Pascal from The Last of Us inspired, carrying baby Grogu. We have Loki's Glorious Balloon. We also have our Doctor Who shirt, which is full of a bunch of classic Doctor Who quotes on the TARDIS. We have Space Babies of the Galaxy. We got ourselves some Star Wars inspired shirts. We got a Boys inspired shirt, and we have a House of the Dragon one as well. Pointing those out because obviously we have new seasons of those shows coming up. And then of course, you got a bunch of other designs as well, like our Batverse one, Who Influences the Influencers, another Last of Us inspired t-shirt. And of course, the classic Reject symbol t-shirts as well. Either one is an amazing way to support the channel, and like I said, you get to look good while doing it. So thank you guys so much. Do consider going to rejectnationshop.com, and also tag us on social media. If you end up buying a shirt, please tag us. We'd love to see it when people do end up buying the shirts. Thank you, Royal Rejects. See you guys soon.
And I also think while you look up the trivia,
yes,
I also thought it was such a great moment that they wrote in that script that he stops at the vending machine. Like, how are we going to get the zombies away from this door? And I thought it was really smart writing that he takes a second to enjoy this Pepsi, because right now, even in my head, I was like, well, once he's infected, even the doctor said in that room, it's not going to matter either way. He's dead either way, right? Because he gets infected. Even if the zombies don't kill him, he's dead either way via that infection. But then we do see, I don't know how much time had passed between with the doctor giving him that vaccine, and we knew that he was A-okay. I really like that his like Last Supper moment, because he probably thought the same thing in his head. I am dead either way. Tell my family I love them. His Last Supper is like, dude, if I'm going out, I'm going to drink this Pepsi, and then I'm going to use that as the sound. And I love that move. That's such like a cult classic, great writing. I just thought it was like fun and cute and creative, and I loved it.
If you're going to go out with style,
go
with
out.
A Pepsi. All right, let's get to a few fun facts here. Brad Pitt said of his involvement in the film, and I quote, "This whole thing started because I just wanted to do a film that my boys could see before they turned 18. One that they would like anyways, and they love a zombie.
Oh my gosh, that's all right. You made an amazing film, yes. Brad Pitt. Yes. Please make another one.
Yes, seriously. Ugh. Well, thank you to Brad Pitt's sons for inspiring him to yeah. do this film. We thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Mark Forster, that's the director, states that he prefers the extended unrated cut of the film, okay. which is not what we saw. By the way, before I continue this trivia fact, let us know the differences, or maybe we don't want to know. So we can see it sometime. I don't know. Let us know the differences.
Let us know the differences because yes. I don't think we'll be able to have time to do it on the channel.
Yeah, well, not on the channel. I just meant maybe in our
third. Oh, right,
but
right.
For him, it's not just about the additional blood and gore. It's about the overall intensity compared to the PG-13 rated version.
Wow. Does he like curse and stuff?
Yeah. Forster says that although he's very proud of the theatrical version, he felt a bit handcuffed when he was trying to deliver the toned-down PG-13 rated version.
I would feel you on that because this genre, yeah. what I hate about genres like this is that there's some of them that are PG-13 and I'm like, no, somebody should be yelling, fuck me right now. Like, this is a terrible situation. Yeah. I believe that they would be cursing and also I believe that there would be a lot more blood and gore in these movies, but I know that can bump up your rating.
Right, right. All right, I'll do one more here, and then I'll do two on the spoiler end, and then we'll call it. Max Brooks, I believe that's the author, publicly stated that he felt the film had very little in common with his book beyond the central storyline.
Well, it still was a great movie.
Yeah,
I'm
really
sorry,
yeah.
Brooke, but like this was still such a good movie. I'm sorry we didn't tie into your book. Maybe the book was a snooze.
Here's what I was talking to you
probably
about.
It's probably a good
Here's
book.
What I was talking to you about. Volatile on set. During the reshoots, Mark Forster, the director, and Brad Pitt reportedly were not on speaking terms. Many media outlets printed rumors that Forster's notes for Pitt had to be relayed through an intermediary. Forster later openly denied all of these stories, adding that when both he and Pitt learned of this, they looked at each other and asked when these rumors could come from. Forster admitted that there was a fair amount of tension over the reshoots and the delayed release of the film, but ultimately everyone was on the same page with the new direction of the story. Forster suspected that the media spread the rumors in the wake of earlier bad publicity about production troubles, inflated budgets, and reshoots. Okay, so there wasn't, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, I guess we'll never know. We weren't there, but we'll just have to take them at their word.
I kind of believe that, what he said. Is yeah. like, dude, everyone was fine. There's some high tension because we had reshoots to do. Nobody likes reshoots. You got to get everyone back together. That's a lot of money. You got to remember how you looked. What was your outfit? What was the tone? How many more extras do we need? Reshoots are really tough
of
on a production.
Of course.
And tough, too, on like actor schedules when you're like, man, we didn't get it. I hate it when they're like, we didn't get this. We got to do a reshoot. And I'm like, I love that scene in my performance. It makes me like so mad, but I haven't had to do that a lot, but I understand the tension.
Okay. I'll do, well, let me find one. All right. I'll do one more. I guess this is for you Fight Club fans. The shot where the zombie pins Brad Pitt down and shakes his head and splattering blood all over Pitt's face is the same as Pitt does in Fight Club. Tulu. So cool.
Oh, awesome.
Cool.
Love
little
that little
fun reference. Easter egg.
That's a fun little
well, I guess
Easter
you
egg.
And you picked one, I guess, with Maverick and McGuire, even though
yeah.
it said McGuire,
but
still, but same,
still
close,
is
close
like
enough.
Little
close
Tom
enough.
Cruise references
yeah, close,
in there.
Close enough. But overall, I thought a really solid horror film. I would love to see the unrated version. We're not talking about on this channel. I'm talking about in my spare time. At some point, I definitely will check it out just to see the differences. If
yeah.
you can let us know in the comment section, I know. If not, I'll look it
I
up
mean,
later.
I mean, if there's more blood and gore in that, it's
yeah.
like what they're saying. If he could
yeah.
go like ham on
yeah.
it, I wonder what he did.
Yeah, but again, I thought this film did a great job just right away getting right into the thick of things in terms of getting us emotionally invested in the characters, going on a roller coaster ride right in the first 10 minutes. And again, I love the rules it set out with the zombies and just I just felt that fear enacted from these actual zombies. And I love the makeup, the
yeah.
cinematography, the music, and how much heart this film had and the balancing contrast between everything.
The
really
combo of all of it made a great film.
Yes.
You know, I love this film. I love zombies. I love a good emotional journey with characters. I love you, World War Z. Please make another film. We would love you so much. Please like and share this video. Leave in the comment all the juice that we talked about. Tell us how cool we are. You know, just spread the love and the support. We love you so much. And we will see you guys on the next one. Bye.
All right, guys, well, that's the end of the episode. John, you are the winner of today's episode. Oh, God.
I did it.
I mean, choking on a cracker.
I was so... Yeah, this was my reaction.
I'm choking on a cracker.
I deserve this. Take your time. You know, deserve your windpipe.
I say we have to read the ending credits. Let's read off the crew members' names.
Okay.
All right, Matthew Arms, man, you are just a fantastic person, my friend. You bring us such joy.
Love you. Jack Forrest, you are tranquil and earthy and inviting like a forest.
Namari Calamari, I want to eat you up like a fish.
Ah, I have no other choice than Mike Joyce, I'd like to live with.
You're looking kind of sleek, Kevin Meek. Ah, you're making me smile from cheek to cheek, my friend.
Look out, look out. I'm playing The Sims with Adrian Timms tonight.
Oh, and that deep said you. Whoa, who are you? I want to know you more.
Ooh, you know what, Heather Gear? I am going to wipe your tears away because that's how much we love
Jacob
you.
Jacob Neptune, my gosh, man. I can't wait to be around your warm embrace real soon.
Real soon. Kayla the King, here's the thing. We bow to you, our liege.
Olivier Hamlin, I want to lay with you in a hammock.
Yes, Alan Ling, ding-a-ling.
Hiera, wow, you don't need a shower because you smell naturally great all the time.
Oh, look, I got euphoria thinking about Juan Longoria.
Oh, Cliff Rodriguez, you are those business, man.
What the heck? Yon Wreck got the high tech.
Oh, Goat Nation, you want me to float in a gas station full of liquid joy?
Oh, I'm looking for snacks for Lorenzo Baxter.
Oh my God, differently saying, you're gonna have so much fame.
Ooh, Marco Tunstall, you're gonna kill it at whatever you choose to devote your life to.
It's simply faded, my gosh. I feel like I've raided your house and it's full of love drugs.
SJ94, that's the code. Access to anything you need to go.
Colin, I be hootin' hollering whenever I see your name.
Ah, Philip J. Smith Jr. Who is the senior? That's what I want to know.
Jen Smith. I got an egg out of my butt at a chicken hen, and it was you, a beautiful chicken.
Beautiful chicken, and we love Melanie LeBlanc, the most regal among our patrons. That's right. That's what I said.
It's the end of the credits.
We did it. This is what all of you were hoping for.